You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that a Rochester-area lawyer, Paloma Capanna, working with the group Shooters Committee on Political Education, or SCOPE, filed hundreds of Freedom of Information law requests to see who was on a mental health-related no-gun list a year ago, and has not heard back from state police. So the lawyer and group are headed to a New York court after getting what they say are unresponsive answers from the NYSP, filing an Article 78 suit regarding the requests. Recently, Congress briefly discussed a few bills that would limit gun access to anyone on the no-fly list, but no legislation was passed. Elian Gados in the Columbia Paper reports that New Lebanon listened to conservation ideas from Hudsonia biologist Gretchen Stevens, who, thanks to a grant from the Hudson River Estuary Program, is studying local waters. Stevens, with the Town Conservation Advisory Council, has been working with Darrow School students, gathering data on small streams, vernal pools, and old forests, looking for rare plants, animals, and habitats in New Lebanon. Quote, "Limestone throughout much of the town can create very interesting and unusual habitats," Stevens said, noting local carnivorous plants such as blue cohosh and toothwort, which support the larva of the Virginia white butterfly. Stevens is available Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the New Lebanon Farmers Market at Windswept Farm, 36 Old Route 20 in New Lebanon. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Lindsay Nielsen at Albany's News 10 TV reports that Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressperson Chris Gibson signed a letter June 24th asking the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health to help educate and assist people suffering in the PFOA water contamination crisis in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County. Quote, "It's about time somebody stepped in and done something," Amos Jones of Petersburg said. Quote, "These victims are justifiably concerned, but not enough information has been disseminated to put this severe level of PFOA into context," the letter says, asking for, quote, "public meetings in the community, providing public health experts and scientists to assist the state and create relevant online information sources," end quote. Read the full story at Albany's News 10 TV's website. At one end of the Hudson River on June 27th, the Stonewall National Monument for Christopher Park was dedicated in Manhattan. Across from the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar where riots in 1969 kick-started a public gay liberation movement in the United States. At the other end of the Hudson River on June 23rd, Albany police and the FBI began investigating the burning of an LGBT flag outside the Albany Damien Center, Time Warner Cable reported. Quote, "I've had a pit in my stomach all day long, sort of almost a look over my shoulder type of feeling," end quote, said Perry Junjulas, executive director of Albany's Damien Center. This has been the WGXC News Update.